Coming up next, I'm going to tell you and show you how to beat these hiring algorithms, and then pay raises are coming in 2022. We'll break it down in the news, and of course, we're going to take your calls, and it all starts right now. All right, folks, coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, and I am comfy. Can we just, I feel like we need to put a little focus on the sweater today. My wife got me this sweater. So in case you thought I just wanted to brag about myself, I'm bragging on my wife. Thank you. We have an audience member out there in the lobby that gives it a thumbs up. I didn't pay much attention to it, to be honest with you. It's a nice outfit. Put it on. But then I got in the chair right before we went live, and I thought to myself, all I'm missing are some circular glasses and a big giant cup of coffee and a fireplace behind me. So, a pipe. Thank you, Joe. By the way, I have two antique pipes. And that would be great if I just kind of sipped on the pipe during the calls. I feel like the advice would probably be a little bit better. But hey, we're having fun today. Great to have you with us. I am, by the way, it is very cold in Middle Tennessee. And so I am dressed appropriately today. Thrilled to have you with us. We're here to talk about you, specifically your work and your life, because you can't separate those two all-important topics. Are you on purpose in your work? Are you on purpose in your life? Here's what I know, that you were created with purpose in your relational life and in your professional life. You don't work just to get a paycheck. Some of you do, but that's not why we work. We work to not just provide, but also to contribute to the world. And I want to help you understand how you can do that uniquely, because in your uniqueness lies your greatness and the ability to make plenty of income and plenty of impact, because life is too short to just work for the weekend. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. If you want to jump in, it is a caller-driven show. I'm here to counsel, coach, and cheer you on. 844-747-2577. Okay, I want to jump right in here, because if we're going to get very practical on helping you get a great gig in 2022, here's what you need to be aware of. The computers are coming for us. The conspiracy, the computers, it's all the machines. Well, when it comes to hiring, listen to this. I'm not saying this data is right, but I'm telling you this is new data. The International Data Corporation, global research firm, has predicted. Now, hear what I'm saying. They've predicted this. When was the last time your weather guy was accurate? Or economists? So, relax a little bit, but there's a bigger issue at play. Here's the prediction. By 2024, 80% of the global 2,000, there's 2,000 companies essentially that they've put into this list, will use artificially intelligent digital managers. Listen to this, folks, to hire, fire, and train workers. So I read that, Alex, and I go, you got to be kidding me. This prediction is so ridiculous. And here's why it's ridiculous. We already have a leadership problem in the United States and around the world. We already have glaring leadership problems that are driving the greatest resignation in the history of our modern world. Quick review. Almost 20 million people have left their jobs since August. It's not just because of a paycheck. It's because of crappy leaders who have been treating people like assets and not humans for so long that people are going, screw you, man. I'm out. There's no loyalty anymore. I'm going to go get mine while I can get it. And as a man of the people, I certainly can't blame them. I'm trying to go, whoa, don't resign and just go for a bigger paycheck, because that will wear off, and it will. So if you leave one crappy leader and crappy culture and go to another crappy leader with a crappy culture, even if it's a bigger paycheck, let me tell you something. It's going to wear off. Now, let me tell you why I think these people are idiots that predict this. You're telling me that you're going to rely on artificial intelligence, a program, a computer, to hire and fire and train workers? There's no human element here at all. There's no coach. There's no ability to discern, to disciple. And I'm not talking in the faith-based use of the word. I mean the pure usage of the word disciple to teach people how to do it, how you want them to do it, why we do it that way. Can I tell you something? If this comes true, I'm hanging a clothes sign on the Ken Coleman Show. So if that's how strongly I believe in this. This is nuts. Now, all right, I've had my rant. Let's talk about real life application behind some of the thinking here that would cause these people to come up with such an asinine prediction like this. 24% of American businesses are already using artificial intelligence in the hire process. So you know this, you've applied for a job recently. You go online and you never talk to a human at all. And you answer all these questions and everything is automated. That's artificial intelligence. And they have a screening process, and if you don't use the right keywords, it'll throw your resume out. You'll never even get seen. By the way, in case you all think this is my opinion, it's not my opinion. There's been multiple reports that show as many as 20 million people may have gotten kicked out of a hiring automated process. 20 million qualified people. So here's the deal. If you are a leader and you are going to adopt this, know that you are missing out on a ton of talent. If you are a worker, listen to me. I'm not saying that, and I'm going to cover what you need to do to accurately try to get through these systems. So I'm going to cover that. I don't have my head in the sand, but listen to me for a second. You cannot rely on getting a job of just filling out online forms and hope you win the lottery. Can't do it. Good old-fashioned connections is still the way to get opportunity. Human-to-human connections lead to opportunities. But here's the deal. If you apply, follow the instructions. They ask for a format, give them the format. They ask for a cover letter, I think it's stupid, give them the cover letter. Make sure you include the keywords in the job description. Look at the job description and put it in your application. Edit your resume to fit the job you're applying for. And don't apply for multiple roles or too many roles within the company. Well, later in the show, I'll share another job tip that'll help you get noticed. But I'm telling you, if you just go, well, Ken, this is the way it is. They're all going to the automation and you don't get connected with people for opportunities. You're playing the job lottery. Don't play the job lottery. Get connected and get opportunities. We'll be right back. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Over 280 million people have been affected by data breaches this year alone. The need for cybersecurity is exploding. Cybersecurity jobs will grow 33% in the next decade. To meet this demand, Bethel School of Technology has launched a program in cybersecurity. Bethel School of Tech's online boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training with the highest chances of post-school employment. And they do it at a fraction of the cost in a fraction of the time. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman to get started. That's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. We're here to help you win at work and in life. I want you to make great income, but I also want you to experience great impact. Money and meaning is the goal here on the Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577. Let's get to the phones. Phoenix, Arizona. It's so much warmer and nicer there. Ryan joins us. Ryan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
How you doing, Ken?
Well, Ryan, I'm living the dream. I'm getting over a cold, so I sound awful, but I feel great. How's that?
Awesome.
Fantastic. How can I help?
So I'm hoping you can give me some advice as to how to ask for a raise.
Okay. When was the last time you got a raise, or have you gotten a raise at this current company?
So I got a cost of living raise last year, which amounted to about $1,000. So a little background. I've been with the company for 9 years now. Started at the bottom as a laborer. Mm-hmm. Worked myself into a couple promotions as a supervisor. Mm-hmm. And as of 4 years ago, I am the sales manager managing the western region of the United States.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you. And this is for an environmental service company. And I don't know if you want to get into the salary specifics or...
No, because you called me saying, what's the best way to ask for a raise? And okay. My answer is always the same. I wanted to know your history a little bit to see if... Because you've clearly gotten promoted, and I'm assuming you got raises with each of those promotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've been in this sales leader role, and so you got a cost of living raise only last year.
Yes.
Okay, so before we get into my answer... I want to know what your goal is. So let's just say that I got your leader on the line and you knew I was going to close the deal. Realistically, all right. And I'm calling. I'm going, hey, listen, Ryan needs a raise. And the guy's like, or the gal's like, oh yeah, go. Yeah, you're probably right. What would make Ryan happy? What's the raise? What are you looking for?
I would like at least a $10,000 to $15,000 raise compared to that, and I'd come up with that number just based on the success that I've had last year and the improvements that I've made since I've taken over this role.
Okay, great. I love that answer because you're going to need to be able to make that case, and I'll tell you how to do it momentarily. But you want to be able to make the case that you drove big results. And so the increase in your income is very proportioned to how much money you made the company or how much money you saved the company. Do you have the rest of that formula?
It would all be because I've made the company a substantial amount
how
more
much,
money.
How much more money than projected did you bring the company?
So I get a salary and a commission. So my commission is based on percentage of revenue planned for a year. Just for instance, 2021, and I haven't received December's numbers yet, but January through November, I was at 184% of my plan, so 84% over my plan.
Fantastic. So I just think it's good for you in your head to be able to say easily, so let's take the high number. A $15,000 bump is a X percent of how much additional revenue and profit you brought the company. It's just a nice little, you know what I'm saying? It's like yeah. I expect this, I want this. It's I've done this, and I would love to, you know, look at a compensation package that's this based on not just your performance, but then have you done your research on comparative salaries for somebody that does what you do in the industry that you do it? In Phoenix, and it has your experience and skill set.
Yeah, so just for reference, I started this position with no sales experience. So I came in with I accepted the position at a lower salary than some of the other salespeople have in the company.
No, I understand, but let me just ask you point blank. Have you've done the research, and so where, if you look at comparative experience and skill set, comparative industry, and same zip code, Where is your comp package? Is it low, medium, or high?
It would be comparable to what I'm asking for.
Okay. So is it low, medium, or high?
What I'm making right now is what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fairly low.
Okay, good. So you want to go in with that. Okay, so here's my response to anybody who ever calls the show and says, how do I ask for a raise? The first thing is you don't ask for a raise in a direct way. That just always, it's something about this conversation And very few leaders are healthy enough, if I can be honest. Why can't I be honest? It's the Ken Coleman Show. Of course I'm honest. It's a silly phrase. I don't know why people say that. I'm correcting myself. Honestly, most people can't handle it. Leaders, they get all squirrely and squishy. And so I'm trying to help you understand that human element and be aware of it and then overcome it. So instead of going in and going, hey, listen, I just would like to talk to you about a raise, immediately their defenses go up. No matter how you say it, no matter how humble your posture is, it just doesn't work. So here's what I want you to do. You go in to your leader and you go, hey, listen, last year was a great year. And again, you could fill in the details, but I'm going to give you a very real example of how I want you to approach this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of five tips, I'm going to show you how I would do it. I'd walk in and go, hey, thanks for the meeting. I just wanted to review last year with you and look forward. And, you know, just put together some quick numbers. This is what the team did. My goals, we exceeded them. We 184% of goal or whatever it ends up being. And we saw this improvement, this improvement, this improvement. And man, I'm fired up. And I'm sure you are too. And I'm so grateful that I get to do this because I started out in this position and thankfully this company has developed me and promoted me to where I am now. And I want to keep growing. I want to grow my responsibility. I want to grow my influence. And of course, I want to grow my income. And so I wanted to just sit with you and go, hey, based on where we are, my current comp plan, I did some research on it and I can give that to you. And you would have it in front of you to show that your current comp package, as you look at the marketplace, is on the low side and go, but I'm so grateful. I want to be here. And so I'm all about commission and making more of what I bring to the company. And so I'm not putting you on the spot today to figure it out today, but I wanted to talk about where I can grow personally, professionally, some skills that I can add, maybe some qualifications that if I get those, it benefits the company in my role. You're coming at this from I want to know where I can get better, how I can get better, things that I need to change or things that I need to add. So that's a humble, hungry person right there. You still tracking with me?
Yes, sir.
And then I also would love to put a comp plan in place, a new comp plan in place that is really based on where I am in the marketplace and the results that we're driving. And that if I win financially, you win big. And so I'd love to just do that because obviously I want to increase my comp, but I want it to increase as a result of growth in these other areas, personal growth, professional growth, and then responsibility and influence. That's the way to approach that. So we've approached the raise, but we didn't go in and go, hey, I'd like to talk about a raise. You see the difference?
Yeah, I do.
So go at it that way. Put your Ryan spin on that. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, and hey, listen, homework, 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 humble, 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 but also confidence. By the way, you know, a lot of people think that, like, if you're confident, you're not humble. And that's the biggest bunch of crap. I mean, I could be confident in who I am, what I can do, how I can do it, but I don't have to act like a big jerk and self-promote and tell everybody. So humble, humility is like, hey, I'm not the cat's meow. I'm not the greatest thing in the world. But when we're having a conversation about this, I can deliver on this. I don't have to be bombastic and stick my chest out. I don't have to do all that, but I can lay it out and go, hey, it's what I've done. Here's what I want to do, why I want to do it. Love the call, Ryan. Your best days are still ahead. So is more of the Ken Coleman Show. Don't move. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck so that you can live and work on purpose. How do we do that? Clarity, clarity, clarity. That's what I'm handing out, amazing amounts of doses of this stuff. I mean, I just can't give enough of it away. Clarity, clarity, clarity. So whoever you are, wherever you are, however you're listening or watching, if you're unclear and it's shaking your confidence, I got great news for you. On the other side of clarity is tremendous confidence. And I'll say it another time. I'm not going to stop saying it. Clarity breeds confidence, and confidence breeds courage. And I want you to catch that. Clarity breeds confidence, and confidence breeds courage. A person who is unclear will never have the confidence to do anything. Never. Goes back to the days when we were all learning how to swim. You remember the first time you towed the edge of the pool and your mom or dad said, jump in, honey. And you're like, there's no confidence there. Because even then we're trying to go, I got to be clear, Pop, that you're going to catch me and I'm not going to drown. So we can help. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Here we are, January. Everybody's moving jobs. Everybody wants better jobs in the month of January. You start thinking about it. New year, new career. My friends at ZipRecruiter can help you. They're going to help you see jobs that you could never see before. They're going to connect you to jobs that maybe you'd never get connected to. And they do it for free. And it's really easy. In just minutes at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, you fill out a profile, upload that Ken Coleman Show resume that looks better than any resume you've ever seen before in your life, and they start immediately recruiting on your behalf. It's free to you, no catch, and it's easy. Let them work for you while you're doing other things. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, it's time to get to a couple of stories in the news. By the way, Joe and Alex, I got a fun Instagram comment yesterday from a lady who said she just recently introduced her boyfriend to the show. And she said some other nice things. And I'm not here to brag about it. But there's one thing that I laughed out loud when I read the comment. And by the way, I'm on Instagram at Ken Coleman. She said, he loves when you rattle the paper. And
oh, great.
I was so excited because if you're new to the show, Joe hates that. I love it. It's really fun for me. And I love to make that noise so that you people who are listening know that I got stuff right here in front of me, right here. By the way, I pay homage to Rush Limbaugh who introduced that. He used to say, I hold here in my formerly nicotine-stained fingers. And he would go, and Rush was the greatest radio entertainer of all time. So it's just something that I adopted from him. It's not even original. So if you don't like it, go pound sand. This lady's boyfriend loves it. All right, here we go. Pay raises are coming big time. They already started in 2021. 2022, we look at CEO payrolls and predictions and surveys. The pay is increasing. USA Today conducted a survey between October and November of 2021. Of over 1,000 U.S. companies. And it found that nearly 1 in 3 had bumped up original salary increase projections. Companies were originally planning on giving employees a 3% salary boost, which, by the way, that's nothing new. That's been pretty much a standard for the last decade, a 3% kind of just a bump each year. Now, that would be the bar, all right, the low bar. But now they're looking at increasing as much as 3.4 to 3.5%. And now we know the rise in minimum wage has happened, which is driving a lot of this. There was talk of federal legislation on this. It never went anywhere. But companies, private companies, led the way. Walmart was right out of the gate quickly. $15 an hour minimum wage for them. It could be higher. You've seen other companies like Target, Amazon jump on board, $17 an hour. So we've seen some major companies that can afford, by the way, to do this, raise the minimum wage. But the driving factor is not so much what you would think, which normally is driving wage increases. Usually it's about, okay, well, you know, times are moving on, we're raising prices, you know, let's pass it on to the little guy. It's kind of been always the mentality. Now it's because it's an enticement. It's the carrot. So many people during the pandemic figured out, I'm going to go work for myself. And so there's this gap between 10.3 million jobs available in the United States and then call it 8.3, 8.4 people, million people unemployed. So where's the gap? It's people that are working for themselves. So now, salary increases, it's the great arms race. You want to know what's causing nearly 20 million people to quit their job from August to December? Companies are enticing them. Hey, come over work for us. We'll pay you 15 to 20% more for doing the exact same thing you do at this company. So it's musical chairs. And so companies are like, oh, we got to raise wages. By the way, for you amateur economists out there, you know that this is a driving force behind the inflation that we see. By the way, I said that a year ago, and people attacked me on social media. No, you don't believe in giving the worker more money. Have you paid attention to my show? The entire reason I do this show is so you can make more money and more impact. Spare me. But listen, when companies pay workers more across the board, they raise costs on their goods and services. Duh. So you want to know why your combo meal's more at McDonald's? Because they're paying $15 an hour to the kid who's going to scoop your burger patty. I got no problem with him making more. I'm just letting you know that this is what drives inflation. When you see big spikes in comp, along with a host of other factors, those costs get passed on to you and I, the consumer. All right, next story. Panasonic. By the way, Alex, I love when I predict stuff and it comes true. Because I save most of my predictions for sports, you know. But I said this was coming. I told you all a year ago that the four-day work week is no longer a myth. It's not a unicorn. I said major U.S. companies are going to adopt this. It's already being tested in Europe. I outlined it all for you folks. I didn't say it's going to be mass adopted. I just said it's coming. And Panasonic is doing it. Panasonic is introducing an optional four-day work week. So they're kind of easing their toe into the water on this. Optional four-day work week. And they're going to test it, see how it goes. They announced it during an investor briefing last Friday. They're going to give them that third day off per week. And they can opt to further their studies. They can volunteer or work a side job. So it's kind of one of those, we're going to give you that extra day off. Wink, wink. We don't want you to just sit around and watch soaps all day. Not that they could control that, but they're kind of going, okay, we'll use this time to better your life. So you're seeing even in that policy, it's an interesting test to see how will workers react to this? Will productivity go up or down? Listen, folks, for those of you that are going, yeah, it's about time. Don't get all excited. Because if you think for a second companies are going to do this and not measure productivity, you're out of your mind. They're going to measure productivity. Panasonic's a publicly held company. They got investors. Stock prices to worry about. So this is a statement from Panasonic. I'll just read this really quick. The well-being of our employees is a priority, and it's important that we communicate and promote an understanding of this purpose and significance of this system. From the management team to organization managers and all employees. It's all a bunch of corporate speak. They're going to trash it if it doesn't work. And productivity will be the measurement. Don't go anywhere. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. Thank you all for putting up with my post-cold nasally voice and my throat. You know, the show must go on. It's got to. But I'm not going to lie to you. It feels like I got kittens running up and down my throat. Yeah. Pretty. Did you like that?
Very organic.
The team behind the control room, they're like, whoa, that's pretty specific. Well, you know, little kittens running up and down your throat. It's a little scratchy, you know, a little dry. It happens. We'll file that under the too much information for everybody. But just let you know, powering through. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Ashley, who joins us on the line in Atlanta, Georgia. Ashley, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ashley.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
So, I had to take some time off due to my health. I was kind of stressed out, and it just had a domino effect to where it just started. It just sent me at, I just had to take some time off. Mm-hmm. Right. And during this time off, I had a wake-up call. And now I'm in a place where I really don't want to continue doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Actually, to the broader scope of what I'm doing is really disheartening. So I'm working logistics as a delivery driver. Uh-huh. And you know that it's real taxing right now. And I really have a heart towards the people. But I really don't know exactly if I want to continue to go in management. I don't like the way the culture is. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, there's your answer. There's your answer.
That's my answer.
Yeah, let's just be real for a second. What do you think the chances are that if you went into management and you led the right way and you showed them a better way, do you think that the culture would change?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. I just know what it usually is. So here's my point. Yeah. If you don't think the culture is going to change, you moving into management is only going to delay the inevitable.
Okay.
Now, if you move into management and you can, and you feel like that path is quicker than moving into a better role outside, but it kind of sets you up for a better role on the outside, then I could see that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm just commenting as I hear some stuff that we've got to address, but keep going.
Yeah. So I did take the career assessment.
Oh, good.
And it listed, I was created to use my talents of compassion, discernment, and instruction to perform my passions of advocating, protecting, researching to accomplish my mission of service.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, logistics is on there. But but it's like I don't believe that I can really be effective how I want to with my current job, and I don't know where to go from here.
Perfect. Okay. So we've settled what I already knew to be the case. We are going to move on, but we're going to move on strategically because we're not going to interrupt your pay. Okay.
Yeah.
So now you take that purpose sentence. And by the way, did you agree with it? When you read it, did it feel like you?
It did. It does.
Okay, then. So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Those professional possibilities that our assessment gives you are just idea starters. They are no way rock solid, like this is the only option you have. They are possibilities to get your brain going. Here's when people take the assessment, let me tell the whole audience, when you take my Get Clear Career Assessment, the reason that we give you a purpose statement is because that's what we can concretely say is a great summary of who you are, what you're talented at, what work you love to do, and the results that fire you up. You have to take that purpose statement and you treat it like a job description in some ways. Now you're going to fill in the details, but you start looking for jobs and job descriptions that match up with the purpose statement. You ought to be able to hold your purpose statement and job description side by side and go, yep, that fits, or nope, that doesn't fit. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
So start looking. So when I tell you, give me your top three passions. I want the audience to hear this. What were your top three? Really quick.
Advocating, protecting, and researching.
All right, so you got to write out all the work that would fall under those buckets and start looking at job descriptions like that. And all of a sudden, you're going to go, oh, this could work, this could work, this could work. You got this, Ashley. Move forward with clarity and confidence. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you win at work and in life. January is always historically been a big move month. People moving all the time. It's the first month of the year. People thinking about new jobs, new career opportunities, and so they make the move. And so all this month, we've been taking some of your questions that we see or comments that we see that you want us to address. Whether you email us, ask@kencoleman.com, or you're checking us out on social media, at Ken Coleman on Instagram and Twitter. You could search The Ken Coleman Show on Facebook. So let's get to today's job tip of the day. What is the best way to answer, what's your biggest weakness? Less is more is my first answer. All right, so we don't tell them all the weakness. Like, we can describe the weakness, you know. But we better be aware that our weaknesses don't affect us that much in this job. So you don't want to get into a job interview and you're interviewing for a logistics job and they go, what's your greatest weakness? You go, well, I'm not good with details. There's a problem. Okay, so always show them that your weaknesses really aren't affected in this job because you're applying for a job and you're really, really strong in these other areas. But be honest about the weaknesses. Less is more. Don't go into the nitty-gritty details, you know? I mean, I've heard horror stories of people that just go, well, you know, I have a weakness. I steal a lot. I've been stealing stuff since I was 18. Whoa, wait a second. What? It's a little too much information. I kid. I hope you're not, you know, I mean... But it's like, we don't need to know everything you've done wrong. And we don't need to know all the damage that you've incurred that create a weakness. Because that's where weaknesses come from, by the way. You know, you get some, you just, weaknesses are deficiencies. And a lot of things cause deficiencies. Environmental issues, you know, the environment you grew up in, the environment you've worked in the past, experience, you know. So, yeah, less is more. Don't overdo it. My goodness. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Wayne, New Jersey. Jordan is there. Jordan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Jordan. What's going on?
Well, I have some indecision about what I want to do with my career and kind of how to pivot from what my degree is in. I got a finance degree from Penn State this past year. I've had a few internships in healthcare with Merck and investment management experience. But I kind of feel stuck because I don't think my current job really aligns with what my purpose is. You know, I have a strong interest in people and behavior and helping others and the psychology of reasoning. And I really don't think my job aligns with those goals. But when I look for other positions that maybe interest me, I'm not qualified really at all. And I feel that finance has kind of pigeonholed me. You know, I'll go in LinkedIn or Glassdoor and all I see that I'm qualified for is financial analyst. And, you know, I really want a job where I'm able to work with people and make a direct impact on lives. And I don't feel my degree has serviced me in that way.
Well, but that's not a problem. You're acting as though that's a major wall. That's a hurdle that you can't climb. That's the posture that I hear all over you. I literally hear it. I hear it. I can feel it. And I want to encourage you that you can get qualified. I have 7 stages that I teach that I developed as a clear path. I wrote about it in the brand new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. I'm going to give you a copy of my book at the end of our call. How's that?
Sounds great.
Because I want you to read it and do it. And you're going to find that stage 2 on the journey is get qualified. Stage 1 is get clear. So I'm just going to do a quick review for you. Get clear is stage 1. Get qualified is stage 2. Get connected is stage 3. We can be in stage 2 and 3 at the same time. While I'm getting qualified, Jordan, I can be getting connected. Connected with people that are in the industry, people that may eventually hire me. So I'm in stage 2 and 3 at the same time. Eventually, as I get qualified and I've been getting connected, guess what happens? I get the opportunity to get started. That's stage 4. Then it's about getting promoted, stage 5. Stage six, I eventually get promoted into the dream job, and I'm in stage seven and stage six at the same time. I'm giving myself away. I don't work just for income. I'm working for impact. Do you understand that journey?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So you presented as a guy who went, well, Ken, I know what I want to do, and I know why I want to do it. But I don't get that on my current job and my degree. I'm not qualified, Ken. I just look at all these things I know that I want to do, but Ken, I'm not qualified. And I'm sitting there listening to you going, then get qualified. So, Jordan, you are clear on what you would love to do tomorrow. I think you've done enough research that you could tell me with detail what you would do tomorrow if you were already qualified. True?
Right.
So what is it going to take to get qualified? Here are four questions you need to answer. You got something to write with?
Yep.
All right. What do I need to learn is the education question. Do I need another degree? I don't know that you will. Maybe you will. If you do, then that's the deal. What do I need to learn? What's the education that I must have? Here's the two-part question within that question. Is the degree the only way to get where I want to go, or is it the best way? If the answer is yes to both of those, then yep, you got to get a degree. So what do I need to learn? First question. Number two, what do I need to do? What experience will I need to get? So I'm going to have some entry-level experience. You understand that, yes?
Right.
Okay. What do I need to do is the experience question. Third question, how much is all of that going to cost me? That's the economic question. And the final question is, based on my financial reality and where I stand today, how long is this process going to take of getting qualified? That's the expectation question. So what do I need to learn? What do I need to do? How much is it going to cost? How long will it take? Now, my man, I just gave you the four qualifying questions that will allow you to develop a plan. And when we've got a plan, it's not so scary. True or false?
True.
So you know any of those answers right now today?
Kind of.
What is it? Hit me.
Well, I think in my
start with what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I want to be able to make an impact on others' lives directly.
No, I get that. What do you want to do? What's that work? Is it a licensed counselor? What is it?
Well, I think it would either be, I think it's one of a few things. I think it's either a training and development specialist for a corporate organization where I can help do training on others and get them acquainted with work and how allow them to grow in their careers.
Great.
Or it's a certified financial planner where I'm able to directly communicate with clients and how to best achieve their financial goals.
Okay, perfect. So you have a good idea what education you're going to need, what experience, where the entry level is. You got a pretty good idea of that right now for both of those, right?
Right.
Okay, then. Get busy. You got a job right now. You got a good job. You can put up with that job long enough to stay stable and get qualified and get connected, and then you exit. Or maybe there's an entry-level job that you don't need a degree for or a ton of experience in the financial industry if you choose that, or in the HR corporate training side of things. So I'm going to give you my book, From Paycheck to Purpose, bestseller. It's going to walk you through the seven stages, but specifically in the get connected stage, stage three, you need to be connected with people who are professionals and winning in those two areas. A financial advisor is one, and we'll call it corporate trainer is two. And you need to have coffee with them, Zoom call, lunch, whatever, and do a college book report or a term paper, rather. Book report, what am I talking about? College term paper level of examination on their career. Let them, they'll talk about themselves. We love to talk about ourselves. They'll do it. And get a good idea what's involved. What does it take to win in those areas? And in the process of clarifying what it takes to win in those professions, I guarantee you, Jordan, your heart will verify which one you really want to do. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right, my man. I appreciate the call. You got this. You got work to do. Hang on the line. Amanda will get you a copy of the book, From Paycheck to Purpose. The rest of you can go get it at kencoleman.com. All right. If you're currently watching The Ken Coleman Show, we'll return in just a moment. For my listeners, you matter. You have what it takes. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.